This is Passport to Texas. David Sykes is the longtime outdoors writer for the Corpus Christi Caller-Times. You can call him a multimedia journalist, but just don't call him an expert.
I reject this title.
Even so, he's the go-to guy when people in South Texas have questions about the outdoors, including sight casting, the definition of which, says Sykes, elicits broad interpretation.
Even a flipping bait fish or a surface bait fish or a swirl in the water, any of those things that give you an indication through sight that there might be a predator fish down there is, to me, sight casting.
David Sykes writes about sight casting for redfish in the June issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine.
A redfish looks pretty contrasting against a seagrass bed. It does take some adjustment. You have to have a really good pair of polarized lenses. You have to have decent eyesight. You have to have a practiced eye.
Sykes' first sight casting attempts were not fruitful.
When I first started doing this, I had guides who had been doing it for years, and they would say, "He's right there, David. It's right." And I'm saying, "Oh, tell me how many feet away it is." After a while, you kind of learn what to look for, and it's a lot easier to do now than it was before. And I may not get an accurate cast to it, but at least I saw it.
Find David Sykes' article on sight casting for redfish in the June issue of Parks and Wildlife magazine. The Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.